The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Lifestyle and Entertainment. Foraging Revival: How Wild Food Enthusiasts Are Reconnecting with Nature. Standing barefoot in a grassy patch of dandelions, Iris Phoebe Weaver excitedly begins listing the many ways the modest plant can be used medicinally and in cooking. "I just picked a bunch of dandelion flowers yesterday and threw them in vodka with some orange peel and some sugar, and that's my dandelion aperitif," Weaver said. "That will make a lovely mixed drink at some point." A longtime herbalist and foraging instructor in Massachusetts, Weaver takes people on nature walks that transform their relationships with their surroundings. Lately, she's been encouraged by the uptick in interest in foraging, a trend she sees as benefiting the environment, community, and people. "There is just an amazing amount of food that is around us," Weaver said. "There is so much abundance that we don't even understand." Humans have been foraging long before they developed the agricultural tools some 12,000 years ago, which quickly overshadowed the ancient act that helped sustain early humans. Yet foraging enthusiasts say the search for wild mushrooms, edible plants, shellfish, and seaweed has grown more popular in recent years as people tout their rare finds. Others share knowledge on social media, and experienced foragers offer training to novices on safe and sustainable practices. The renewed interest ranges from those wanting to be budget conscious, foraging is free after all, to those wanting to be more mindful of their environmental footprint. Some even use foraging as a creative outlet, using mushrooms they find to create spore prints and other art. The popularity is also helped by the hobby's accessibility. Foragers can look for wild food everywhere, from urban landscapes to abandoned farmlands to forests. They just need permission from a private landowner, or to secure the right permit from a state or federal park. Some advocates have even launched a map highlighting where people can pick fruits and vegetables for free. "Foraging is an ancient concept," said Evan Mallett, chef and owner of the Black Trumpet Bistro in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, a popular historic New England destination. "Our culture has moved far away from foraging and is fortunately coming back into it now."
Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.